Yeah, we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, wrapping up our show here with the final segment, and we're going to be talking Kansas United Way. Executive Director Tara Clausen joining us on the program. Tara, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. You're getting ready for a big campaign kickoff real soon for the 2021 campaign, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. That's about a month away.
About a month away. We're still putting the final touches on everything, but I'm so, so thrilled with the leadership our volunteer board has put behind our efforts. We're looking forward to a full day of our kickoff this year virtually.
All right. So important, even here amidst a pandemic, to keep giving if you're able to. There's been so much giving in our community this past year that we've seen. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the employee campaigns. You've created a top 10 list.
I have. You know, I'd love to really give a shout out to those. The strength of our campaign really comes from most of our employers in the community and their employee base who give back through that campaign effort. And I have a list of top 10 I'd like to acknowledge from the 2020 campaign before we really kick off into the next one. So just kind of starting top to bottom, Kansas State University faculty and staff as our largest employer, you might expect them to be top of the list, but really thrilled to have them support our community overall. Caterpillar is number two. Caterpillar is actually in Wamego, but Pottawatomie County is one of our service area providers, and love to have Caterpillar and their corporate support behind their employees. They match their employees one-to-one giving.
Excellent.
Kansas State Bank, Community First National Bank, and the trust companies are our top five. K-State Athletics, SBL Financial Group, the City of Manhattan, Fink, Gordon, and Associates, One Gas, which is Kansas Gas Service for those of us with service in the area, and Intrust Bank. That's actually 11, but One Gas and Intrust Bank are almost neck and neck. So,
awesome. Well, that's some great companies there. Of course, you mentioned K-State, a big part of that, being the biggest employer here. I think it's interesting. I've worked at several places where we do this. You give a little bit out of your paycheck, and the company matches. It's a great program for the United Way. It's great for all the organizations that benefit from it, really.
It really is. You know, our efforts are partnered throughout the community, fighting for, you know, financial stability, education, the health of our community, and that's such a broad gamut. But the opportunity to work with our corporate partners in the community and those employees working there is just vital to our success.
And probably more so this year than in past years, with everything kind of shutting down a few months ago, the need is probably going to be really high this next year.
You know, it really is. The need is really going to be higher due to COVID. With our unemployment, the impact of the lack of social engagement we've had because we've been social distancing. So you think of all of that and the opportunity for us to step up and strengthen that through our community, through United Way and that campaign efforts this fall, I think will be a real opportunity for the community to stand behind our initiatives and make a difference financially and through volunteerism and ways to give back.
Now, when somebody gives a contribution to the United Way, can they specify where they want it to go?
They can. We have a community impact fund that is guided by community members each spring to giving back to our partner agencies. But you can specify if you want your gift to specifically support the initiative education or financial stability or health. You definitely can do that. We do also do direct pay to agencies if you'd like to do that way. We just really want to get the community giving back collectively to those efforts.
All right, let's highlight a little bit the campaign chairs, the outgoing and the incoming here for this 2021 campaign.
It was a thrill last year to work with Gene Taylor, Kansas State University Athletic Director. He and his wife were huge advocates and personally have experiences with United Way in many communities. So him to be able to champion the cause and be a strong leader in our community was so vital in our outreach, and I appreciate his time and efforts there. Through his efforts last year in our campaign, we facilitated almost $700,000 into the community through our campaign efforts, through our connection with Emergency Food and Shelter Program, which is a federal grant program, and partnerships like MHK Together. Our office was in charge of ordering and mailing and facilitating and tracking the gift cards actually into the community. Excuse me. So he was a strong leader, and we made a big difference in our community under his leadership with our campaign. And as we look forward to the 2021 campaign, Lyle Butler, who is retired from our local Chamber of Commerce, is agreed to be our chair. And the strength he brought to our community over his tenure, I think he's just an incredible advocate. And what a time to be our champion from somebody who can understand the business world and the effects that COVID has had on it and has always had a strong interest in supporting our area. I just think the timing for him to be our chair is just fantastic.
Yeah, excellent selection. I know that a lot of us around here respect and admire everything that Lyle Butler has done for our community over the past several years. And I think you're right. I think that's a great choice. And really, it's going to be at a time when we need giving as much as any time in our history.
Absolutely. Our kickoff is planned for September 22nd, as you mentioned. And we really want to invite the community to put that day on their calendar and look for information leading up to that day. But we hope to engage so many different groups, areas of our community, areas within the counties that we serve, and really engage them to be a part of the day and participate in a way and considering how they can give back through United Way this year.
And I've heard from folks who took advantage of the MHK Together program, and that seems like that was a real huge success. I just wanted to compliment you on that because it's I think that came at a time when people really needed it.
It was. We were very glad to be a part of that partnership. You know, it's a true example of the support, the energy, the passion to make sure our community supports each other. We were just thrilled to be a part of that.
All right. So about a month away, September 22nd, mark that on your calendar. That's the campaign kickoff for the 2021 campaign. And I imagine as we get closer, we'll hear some of the goals for the upcoming campaign as well.
We will. You know, we're trying to look to all the needs that we know will be in the community and how we partner with those agencies who are going to meet those firsthand and what other opportunities that will be out there and ways we can engage with our business community, our individual community, our academic community, and really give back to the community.
All right. How can people get a hold of you at the United Way?
I encourage them to either give me a call. Our office number is 785-776-3779. My email is director@consaunitedway.org. I would welcome the opportunity to visit with anybody about starting an employee campaign if you've never had one. If you had one years ago and haven't done one recently, we'd love to welcome you back into the family. And if you're an individual in the community who maybe has retired but would love to learn more and consider giving back, I personally have a goal to have more pillar donors, which is $1,000 or more annual commitment to our campaign. I'd love to have more this year than I had last year. So would love to meet with many individuals in the community and discuss and share.
All right. Tara, we're out of time, but we appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again here in a couple weeks.
Thanks so much, Brandon, for having me.
You bet. That is going to wrap up our show here for today, and Blueville's Horticulture Hints is up next on KMAN.